ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's get ready to rumble!
Again, total power in one person's hands, not the American way. These damn bills of Connor all the damn time come out here at the last second, and I gotta try to figure out how to vote for my people! How ashamed of are you? Should be. You should be ashamed of yourselves. I'm sick of it. Every year, we give power to one person. It was not made that way in the Constitution. He was around when it was written. Now we give it. We pass rules that stop each one of us. Enough. I feel like somebody trying to be released from Egypt. Let my people go! My God, they sent me here to vote for them! They sent me here to vote for them, to argue for them! But I'm trapped. I'm trapped by rules that have been forced down our throats. Folks, we live in a democracy, but not here. But not here. So you go back and you tell your people, I'd like to do that, but the speaker has so much power, so much control, and each one of us do it in their districts, and have to go back and say that. And you can say on your side of the aisle, oh, no, no, that's not the case. But yes, you do. All of us know you got to deal with it. When's it going to stop?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, one.
Injection, fellas.
Suicide is a suicide. Suicide is a suicide. Suicide is a suicide.
I am every man in here. You got commitment issues? I've been there. Even been married, in fact. And somewhat prematurely, perhaps, it's better late than never. But if the first time's the charm, I pray the second time's better. Next time I let her prove she's a team player first, instead of rushing in backwards and expecting the worst. Because our time on this earth is too short, and maturity is knowing that what women want might not be what you thought. 2 ears and one mouth means we could all stand to do twice as much listening, and maybe long-term peace is worth the temporary grief of giving in. And in this world we're living in, being a man means controlling your sentiment, because there's nothing more important than doing everything you can to always be a gentleman. Because what's more attractive than class? And if she's with me, she don't touch her coat, doorknobs, nor pump gas. I give her the benefit of what my mother's upbringing has. And if you don't want to be treated with respect, then I'm sorry, I have to pass, because it ain't no fun if you can't be spoiled, and the royal treatment is all I do, and I ain't never satisfied until every woman passing by wishes she was you. See, I am every man in here. I got the same limitations and the same fears, and I got masculine passion and masculine language, masculine problems and masculine anguish, but you'd have to be a man to see me in anger, because women only get to see me at my tamest, my mellowest. I prefer female company, but my fellas always receive fellowship. Still admit, the world is a lonely place when you ain't sitting across from a beautiful face, maybe a little passion fruit and tangeray and some seafood hanging off your plate, and you trying to be charming to make her day, yet everything you say is sincere. I don't aspire to be perfect, but I aspire to be perfect for you. I am every man in here. Likewise, I want my daughters to feel endeared, and for my son, I want to be the perfect example, a father who also provides his woman with ample resources, and of course, is easy to get all close and whisper something pleasing in your ear. But the challenge is to also be responsible, and I put that challenge to every man in here.
This is the conspiratorial view of history, as opposed to the accidental view. And it is the conspiratorial view that we shall present in this program.
The World This Week. I'm David Jackson, CBS News, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. If there was doubt before, there is little now. Here comes the recession, full bore. This week's shocker, the government's index of leading economic indicators, designed to predict the pace of the economy in the months ahead, dropped 4.8% in April, the sharpest monthly decline on record. President Carter concedes things are worse than he'd predicted, but says all's under control, and says there will be no tax cut to stimulate the economy this year, maybe next. But a private economist, Otto Eckstein, formerly of the LBJ administration, sees things differently.
There is very little doubt that the government will have to cut taxes at the latest in early 1981. The increases that they have legislated are so enormous. The economy is sinking so quickly. The consumer purchasing power is shrinking so fast that they have to act to reverse it. and there is no use pretending that there is any way to defer that. It would be nice if you could balance the budget first. Don't cut taxes for another year, but the economy is clearly too far gone to allow that luxury.
The president of the National Urban League, Vernon Jordan, was shot in the back outside a motel in Fort Wayne, Indiana this week. A sniper apparently had lain in wait. Jordan is recovering. A full recovery is expected. It was the public reaction that worried some, without cause so far, as Derek Blakely reports.
The black community in this northern Indiana city has remained calm. Community leaders have called for prayer and pressure rather than protest over this single act of madness. Prayer for Jordan's full recovery, which seems to be progressing well, and pressure on law enforcement officials to ensure that the investigation into the Jordan shooting is both tough and thorough. But for at least 2 days, that probe appears to have been stalled. Police have no suspects, no motive, and few leads. Their prime hope now is that Jordan's companion at the time of the shooting, Urban League volunteer Martha Coleman, will end her self-imposed seclusion to grant a second interview with police, one that will hopefully shed some light onto an investigation that is fast becoming more and more of a mystery. Derek Blakely, CBS News, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Senator Edward Kennedy went to visit Jordan a few hours after the shooting. President Carter went on Sunday. The presidential primary campaign that has pitted those two men against one another for so many months is winding down now. This Tuesday was supposed to have been Super Tuesday. 9 states holding contests with a barn full of delegates at stake. It might have been decisive, but this year it'll be more anticlimactic. George Bush has dropped out of the race, leaving Ronald Reagan to take the GOP nomination. President Carter has very nearly wrapped up the Democratic side, though Kennedy says he won't quit. Iran's new parliament, which supposedly has the key to the hostage standoff, opened for business this week. Alex Brody reports.
At the opening, President Bani Saad looked a forlorn figure, surrounded by turbaned mullahs. His role is now in doubt. Parliament will have a huge say in who becomes Prime Minister and in his choice of cabinet. Bani Saad has been outflanked. He failed to establish a party. The well-organized clergy and their allies won the election, reversing their defeat in the presidential contest. The fate of the hostages is now firmly in Parliament's hands. Parliament will decide, said Ayatollah Khomeini, and decide it will, but apparently not until well into July. And then what? A trial looks increasingly likely, but there is still pressure, notably from the hostage-holding militants, to stick to the original demand, the hostages in return for the Shah. And failing that, trial and punishment for the hostages. This is Alex Brody in Tehran.
As hope faded for the more than 50 missing around Washington's Mount St. Helens volcano this week, rescuers did find 75-year-old Ray Jennings and his 4 dogs in an ash-covered cabin near the peak. They'd been there since the big eruption May 18th.
Saw him shoot gunshots up in the air. I just ran because I couldn't believe it. It's never happened.
A shooting at a downtown shopping mall in Canada's largest city causes panic as it unfolds.
Well, when he pulled out that gun, he just started firing up in the air and he started yelling. And then it was kind of hard to hear too exactly what he was saying because a bunch of people were screaming. Everyone panicked.
Everyone get out of the mall. Get out of the mall, please. Guys, meet on site. Let's go. Everyone needs to exit the mall! Exit the mall, guys!
The building was quickly surrounded by police, who urged shoppers to get out, but not everyone did alive. One person died, and another 6 were injured. A pregnant woman who was knocked down during the rush for the doors went into labor. Canada has stringent controls on handguns, and so this is far from expected. The shooter is still at large.
You gon' know me like you ain't never known me before. I'ma bring it, I'ma give it. You gon' love me like you.
It's a large black bear, and it's not going anywhere. It's caught in a trap set by conservation officers in the aftermath of a disturbing discovery. Hunters stumbled across the scene Wednesday. A man, believed to be already dead, dragged from his 1986 Volkswagen Jetta through the driver's side window and fed upon by the animal that then covered up the remains.
You know, the bear has approached this vehicle and found this person inside and actually physically removed the person from the vehicle.
Hard drug paraphernalia,
bath salts,
was found in the vehicle, which belonged to the deceased, 53-year-old Rory Wagner, who was living in Kamloops, a parolee serving out a sentence on a 1993 murder. Unfortunately for the bear in this case, the sentence is death.
And I mean, that was certainly something that we discussed at length. You know, we had several officers in the room. We had bear experts that we consulted.
Hey, boo-boo!
It's not a decision that we're taking lightly.
Now, the Conservation Officer Service expects to be criticized for it, but they brought in experts, they discussed all the circumstances of this and decided they have no choice but to kill this bear. One factor in the decision was that the body was not in an advanced state of decomposition.
There wasn't a lot of scent around the vehicle or even around the person, so it was certainly concerning that it felt comfortable enough to remove this person from the vehicle.
It has to be confirmed if COs have trapped the right bear here, but if they have, given that it's within a few kilometers from homes and campsites, to keep the public safe, it's unlikely the animal will be saved.
Too nice, too clean, too white, too green, little haters, big dreams. I don't care what you think about me, two-faced, old friends, told me the end was near, forget them, see a lot of things change since then. Don't they know that I came from Nebraska, am I gonna quit? Nice of you to ask, but mama told me go and chase what you're after. I'm on track, so I'm gonna rap faster. I'ma break it down for you and get a little deeper. Slaying on it, praying on it like a grim reaper. Running at the mama to yup, I got a fever. Hi, konnichiwa, are you a believer? Leva, 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 leva. Yeah, I'ma do it like I wanna do it. You don't know me like you ain't never know me before. I'ma bring it, I'ma give it, you don't love me like you.
Surveillance video footage has captured the scene of a gruesome crime in Miami. A police officer shot dead a naked man found chewing on another naked man's face. The incident took place near an exit ramp of a major causeway. According to reports, a police officer shot the man once after he ignored orders to stop. But the aggressor continued gnawing on the second man's face, forcing police to fire several more shots. And the man attacked is said to be in intensive care at a Miami hospital.
Too hard, too soft, too rough, too posh. Let me do what I want. Lace it up, baby, tie it in a knot. Racetrack, two legs, Hollywood, a big break. Suck it up, intake. Let me tell you how it happened real quick. I'll touch down in the middle of the city. Mass Ave Street Jam up to Newberry. $1 million party now, tell me who you're wearing. Lots of new handheld hype you can carry. I'ma break it down for you and get a little deeper. Playing on the brand. Running at the mama, the yep, I got a fever. Hi, konnichiwa, very nice to meet ya. Meet ya, meet ya, meet ya, meet ya. Yeah, I'ma do it like I wanna do it. You gon' know me like you ain't never know me before. I'ma bring it, I'ma give it. You gon' love me like you ain't loved nobody before.
Calls made, the Miami Police Department has just released some 911 calls made during the gruesome face-eating attack in Miami. They literally have just come out. Here's the first one we have. We want to play it for you.
Yeah, these two bums that were going at it with each other take up the whole lane. I think they're fighting or something. Yeah, just up the causeway in the pedestrian area.
You said it was three of them?
I think two.
Two? Were they black or white?
Black or Hispanic, darker skin color, or maybe just very tan.
Everywhere, like, such as?
And what did you say they were doing?
Fighting with each other. They almost knocked over an old lady who was biking by.
Mm-hmm. You say they were in the street?
In the bike path.
Okay.
or pedestrian walkway that crosses the MacArthur Causeway.
Now, you know the story. Police shot and killed Rudy Eugene after the 18-minute attack on a homeless man. Now, Eugene was possibly on a drug known as bath salts. He chewed the face off of the other man, gouged out his eyeball. It is horrific, and it's truly defied anybody's imagination.
Let me keep going, baby, till I'm dead and gone. That's my only wish. Oh, and if you don't know, I'll be singing my song. I got you gon' know me like you ain't never know me before. I'ma bring it, bring it. I'ma give it, give it. You gon' love me like you ain't loved nobody before. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, 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 hello. You gon' love me like you ain't loved nobody before.
With a name like bath salts, you'd think it was something relaxing. In fact, it's the exact opposite. It's a street drug, and it can make people extremely violent. What's worse, bath salts are now gaining popularity here in Canada. The CBC's Tom Murphy has more from Halifax. Tom?
Amanda, it's a drug few know much about, but as it begins to catch on, officials are racing to learn more.
What's your name?
This is the effect of so-called bath salts. So is this. And this. Benign by name, deadly by nature. Until recently, a problem we've only heard about in the U.S., but it's been creeping into Canada, too. To places like New Glasgow, Nova Scotia.
I felt like I wanted to kill me or I wanted to kill somebody else.
Where this recovering addict, we'll call him John, remembers its wicked grip.
8 days straight with no sleep, that's when you come to realize the drug's got you.
Named for its likeness to household bath salts, it's a synthetic drug so powerful it can lead to extraordinary hallucinations, paranoia, violent behavior, and suicide.
Suicide!
The experts say, think cocaine times 10.
Up abroad. 55-year-old Lindsay June Sandiford has been arrested by police in Bali after 4.7 kilos of cocaine worth over $2.5 million was found in her suitcase as she arrived on a flight from Thailand.
Okay.
Police say their airport scanning equipment picked up something suspicious and the drugs were found in the lining of the case. If found guilty, Miss Sandiford could face the death penalty. Over 140 convicted smugglers, including 50 foreigners, are currently on death row. A number of other people, alleged intended recipients of the drugs, are also being questioned.
Backed up on a curious girl, 'cause she's waiting, she's been waiting. A chopper line for the fiending man, 'cause he wants one. You know, you got to. Can you feel?
I love the cocaine.
lingering question for months. What caused Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bales to allegedly gun down 16 innocent Afghan civilians? The answer may be steroids.
I think he misremembers.
Casey Wyan reports.
CNN has for months been investigating the possibility that Staff Sergeant Robert Bales abused steroids.
I think he misremembers.
And now comes confirmation from the Army that in addition to murder, assault, and alcohol-related charges, Bales faces two counts of unlawful steroid possession.
I'm not here to talk about the past.
Bales attorney John Henry Brown tells CNN, "I am so relieved that prosecutors finally came out publicly about the steroid use."
I'm not here to talk about the past.
Steroid use is going to be an issue in this case, especially where Sergeant Bales got steroids and how he got steroids. Bales was stationed near Tacoma, Washington at Joint Base Lewis-McChord, which has been the target of previous steroid investigations. One former Army sergeant from the base says he saw widespread steroid abuse during his tour of Iraq in 2004.
It was fairly acceptable for people to use steroids. There was a time when we had raided a pharmacy and the guys came out with a bunch of armload of anabolic steroids.
And I did take a banned substance, and for that I'm very sorry.
And that seemed to kind of start them off on this course of buying steroids from either through the internet or through the military contractors.
Mansell says soldiers use steroids to bulk up in preparation for combat.
Step into a Slim Jim!
A survey by the Defense Department in 2008 showed that 2.5% of Army personnel had illegally used steroids within the past 12 months.
I'm not here to talk about the past.
Medical experts tell CNN that in some cases, steroid abuse can lead to Jekyll and Hyde-like behavior.
Step into a Slim Jim!
Marked irritability and mood swings. Over the past 10 years, Bales, who last lived in this house with his wife and two children, had several brushes with the law. He faced a criminal assault charge in Tacoma in 2002. The case was dismissed after he completed anger management classes. In 2008, police responded to a fight involving Bales outside a bowling alley, but no charges resulted. And in the same year, Bales crashed his Mustang rounding this curve near his home and fled into the woods.
He was on the cell phone saying something like, "Man, I really screwed up." Whoever he was talking to, he was saying, "I really screwed up." And we said, "Well, do you need help?" And it appeared like he had blood on his face, and he was kind of ignoring us, walking up the hill away from where there would be help.
No charges were brought following that accident.
And I did take a banned substance, and for that, I'm very sorry.
In March, CNN filed a Freedom of Information request with the Army for details about steroid abuse by Bales or at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. That request was denied.
X-47B takes off on its maiden flight. It is designed as the first sea-based drone, capable of carrying out pre-programmed attack missions without the need for human intervention. It can fly more than 500 miles per hour at an altitude of 40,000 feet and has no tail fin to reduce noise. On long-distance missions, the X-47 can autonomously refuel in mid-air. The unmanned aircraft's ability to take off and land aboard an aircraft carrier will be tested in 2013. The main aim of this first flight was to check guidance and navigation software, as well as the aerodynamic control of the design. Engineers say it passed with flying colors. We'll be right back.
Pakistan has tested its latest short-range missile capable of carrying nuclear warheads. The indigenously developed HATFA-9 has a range of only 60 kilometres, meaning it's designed to strike targets at alarmingly close range. Alarmingly close range. Alarmingly close range. Alarmingly. The test was planned, and India and Pakistan, both nuclear-armed states with a history of non-nuclear war, warn each other in advance of launches.
Watching BBC World News, we're getting reports in of an Israeli military airstrike in Gaza. Sources suggesting it targeted a group of militants travelling on a motorbike. Reports of serious injuries, possible deaths as well. It follows just a few hours ago after a Palestinian militant and an Israeli soldier were killed in an exchange of fire close to the Gaza border. The Israeli military says the Palestinian man opened fire after managing to enter Israel by cutting through the border fence.
Senators pledged impartial justice in President Clinton's impeachment trial. The pens they used to sign that oath said untied state senator on them instead of United States senator. Untied. It was in fact a misprint by the company that manufactured the pens. But it did sort of seem like an omen for how the whole impeachment thing was going to work out for those impeachers. Last summer, when former Utah Governor John Huntsman launched his run for the White House, his campaign got off to an inauspicious start when, among many other errors that day, the candidate's own name was misspelled on the press passes that his campaign handed out to reporters. It was spelled John, J-O-H-N, instead of John without the H. Which, who cares, right? Unless it's the launch of your presidential campaign and you are a largely unknown candidate trying to build name recognition in an internet-driven world where spelling counts. The good news for John Huntsman is that his campaign went so badly this year that he might still be able to run as an outsider nobody's heard of the next time he runs in 2016. For 2012, though, Republicans have got themselves a nominee. Last night, by taking the Texas primary, Mitt Romney surpassed the delegate threshold needed to claim the nomination at the convention in August. Mr. Romney is now not just the de facto or likely Republican nominee, he is the projected nominee. It is official as of last night. Mr. Romney's campaign marked the occasion by issuing a new iPhone app that allows you to superimpose his new campaign slogan, A Better America, over any photo that you take. Except the word America in the Romney campaign's fancy new slogan and fancy new iPhone app is spelled A-M-E-R-C-I-A, C-I-A, C-I-A.
The Chicago PD be using agent provocateurs, police officers dressed up as block anarchists like we've seen in other large demonstrations across the country?
What?
Will you be using police provocateurs, agent provocateurs dressed as black bloc members during the NATO demonstrations, because other police departments have done that at the NATO and G8 summits to instigate violence?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Will you have provocateurs have happened in Montebello?
All right, guys, we're done. I'll see you.
Cardinal Timothy Dolan is one of the most powerful leaders of the Catholic Church in America, but an organization representing people who were sexually assaulted by Catholic priests is accusing Dolan of basically paying off priests during his previous assignment in Milwaukee. The accusations stem from the publication of documents, part of a bankruptcy filing by the Milwaukee Archdiocese. CNN's national correspondent Susan Candiotti joins us now from New York. So Susan, were these priests really being paid off as these victims claim?
Well, Don, that's what one victims group is calling it. In a statement, the Archdiocese of Milwaukee acknowledges it did pay priests accused of being pedophiles to leave the priesthood. It's called being laicized. Back in 2003, then Archbishop Timothy Dolan was part of a meeting that proposed paying priests up to $20,000 each, in addition to a monthly $1,250 check to help ease them into the outside world.
Any idea how many alleged pedophile priests got payouts?
No, Don, we've been trying to find that out. The Archdiocese of Milwaukee is only issuing written statements, and they say it's a handful, it's a handful, it's a handful of priests.
Look, honey, Billy's home from his camping trip.
Uh-oh, looks like somebody got raped by Father Flanagan.
Again.
Hey, sport. Fun trip?
I'm gonna go cut myself razor blades.
Maybe we need to complain to the Archdiocese.
Great idea. I'm sure the church will take quick, decisive action.
Oh, that's good.
Anyway, I've got a better idea.
Priest off.
What's that?
It works just like insect spray, only it's been scientifically formulated to repel ordained clergy.
Wow, tell me more.
Look at how these priests swarm around this unprotected altar boy like insatiable locusts. But this altar boy has been sprayed with Priestoff. They won't even go near him, much less ply him with liquor, sodomize him, and then threaten him with eternal damnation if he tells someone.
Hurry up, sport. Don't want to be late for church.
Church? Yes! Thanks, Priestoff.
Priestoff, designed by atheists so you know you can trust it with your kids.
No! Stop it already!
Bridge has been given a futuristic makeover ahead of the Olympic Games. The usually quite traditional-looking London landmark has been decked out with a glittering light show aimed at bringing the bridge to life and accentuating its features. Over the coming weekend, the lights will shine white to mark the Queen's Diamond Jubilee and will otherwise dazzle passers-by with a selection of Olympic symbols and other coloured displays. The engineering involved is vast. 1,800 bulbs, 2 kilometres of string lights, and over 5 kilometres of cabling installed over 6 months. And let's hope they got plenty of spares, because the light show is set to stay put for the next 25 years.
Said I hear the words of the Rastaman say.
A 21-gun salute takes place at the Tower of London to mark the anniversary of the Queen's coronation.
Correct.
because Israelis committed crimes. Israelis committed crimes since it was established, really. It's committed crimes when in 48, when the Nakba occurred, and you know, people were banned away from coming here, which is a crime that Israel is still committing, not allowing them to come back or have any kind of solution. Israel is committing crimes when it's occupied millions of people in the West Bank, not letting them have any kind of human rights, checks off lands and their water resources. And it's committing crime in the Cisjordan Gaza. All of that, concluding all of that, makes sense that I will not want to serve this country.
Said that the true genius of America is that America can change. We can pass laws to right wrongs. We can soften hardened attitudes. Our union can be made more perfect. But here's the thing. Change never happens on its own. Change happens because ordinary people, countless unsung heroes of our American story, stand up and demand it. The story of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender Americans is no different. As we celebrate LGBT Pride Month, we remember the activists and advocates who refused to be treated like second-class citizens. People like Jean Manford and Harvey Milk, who marched and protested and believed in a better future. But we also remember the unsung heroes, the millions of LGBT Americans for whom everyday acts have required extraordinary courage. The young people who came out as gay or transgender to their parents, not knowing what to expect. The two moms or two dads who went to an open house or PTA meeting, not knowing how they'd be received. The couple that got married, even if their bosses or neighbors wouldn't approve, at least not right away. Most of these heroes didn't set out to make history, but that's exactly what they did. Bit by bit, step by step, they bent the arc of the moral universe towards justice. Now it's our turn. So this June, let's take some time to celebrate teachers and students who take a stand against bullying, openly gay and lesbian service members who defend our country with honor and integrity, families and friends who have seen their own attitudes evolve. Perfecting our union isn't something we can do in just 1 month, but we can remember those who came before us. We can summon the courage to build on their legacy, and we can renew our commitment day in and day out to be the kind of people who make change happen.
I say one bright morning, when man work is over, man will rise.
Thank you.
This is a peaceful, serene place, and these people come from Los Angeles County and invade.
There was a loud banging on the back gate.
And I said, what's going on? He goes, we have a warrant to search the premises.
And then they drew their guns.
I was scared. I didn't know what was going on.
One of my worst days. One of my family's worst days.
This armed raid uncovered a weapons stockpile, foiled a terrorist plot. No, what government agents were after was this. Raw milk. A danger to society. Or so the Food and Drug Administration tells us.
The FDA warns raw milk can cause vomiting, diarrhea, and worse. But not everyone is so worried about these risks.
All raw meat, raw cheese, greens, eggs, honey, milk.
It's pure and healthy and makes me feel good.
This is Rawsome Foods, a private membership club in Venice, California. Before entering, members sign a waiver stating that they actually want food that has not been heated or pasteurized. In fact, that's the whole point, explains the club's manager, James Stewart.
It's how nature provides the food without man becoming involved in pasteurization, homogenization, processing of any kind. The class of foods most scrutinized, it seems to us, is anything having to do with raw dairy. Raw milk, whether it's cow or goat.
In the past 3 years, there have been at least 8 government raids across the U.S. involving raw dairy, according to the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. In this security camera footage, we see agents entering Rawsome's kitchen, guns drawn. Jarrell Winterhawk, a manager, has worked at Rawsome for 4 years and was there the morning of the raid.
We heard a banging on the back door. One of my workers, helpers, he went out there and says, hey, there's cops out here.
The police presented a warrant, so Jarrell let them in.
They made me get out of the kitchen, and I had to go sit over there on a chair, and they searched me.
They started walking around. They drew their guns, and I'm like, why are you drawing guns?
I didn't know what was going on. I mean, it seemed like they thought we had cocaine in the papayas or something.
Guns drawn is way beyond and above the call of duty.
The raid on Rawsome involved no less than 5 government agencies. The FDA, the Los Angeles Health Department, the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office, and the California Department of Food and Agriculture. All 5 of these agencies declined interviews for this story, saying the investigation was ongoing. The agents proceeded to collect what they called samples for the case.
They took 24 jars of the same kind of honey. For what purpose? If you're taking a sample of something, you need 1 jar of that honey, not 24.
They just went into our freezer and they just took gallons and cheeses and whatever they wanted.
They deliberately left this door open and the curtains open so it would spoil the food. And they knew this. By the end of the day, they kept it open for so long that a lot of stuff had gone hot and they couldn't sell it.
Thousands and thousands of dollars worth of food.
They don't want to see this happen. They want to stop this from happening. They're going to shut us down whenever they can, in whatever way they can.
The agents were collecting samples of goods supplied to Rawsome by this Santa Paula farm. And this Santa Paula operation is where the story really begins. Sharon Palmer and her 3 children run Healthy Family Farms, which has long been under the scrutiny of various agencies for its sale of raw goat milk.
Rawsome had a real desperate need for raw goat milk. And we progressed in building our own dairy and raising our own goats.
Because of Palmer's work with raw goat milk, the farm was raided and she was arrested.
My children stood by and watched me in handcuffs. People that I had volunteers here just stood back and just horror. They took me down to the county jail, booked me, photographed me like a criminal.
Palmer spent the night in the Ventura County Jail and was never charged. That happened in 2008. She was raided again in 2009 and again in 2010. That raid was coordinated with the raid 70 miles away at Rawsome Foods in Venice.
My kids were getting dressed, everybody was getting ready for school. Knock on the door, they proceeded to come on into the house, get everybody out of bed, in their pajamas, tell us that they're searching and raiding the farm. Ripped my house apart, all of our records, volunteers on the farm, neighbors picking tomatoes, chased off. This is a peaceful, serene place, and these people come from Los Angeles County and invade.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this podcast that sits like a teetering block at the precipice of the singularity, waiting to go plunging into the unitive moment where we all become one mind and emerge from the collective darkness of time into the beautiful nirvanic light of immortality. This is the problem. People just don't understand this. There's a massive amount of people in the world who spend a lot of time rubbing wrinkle cream on their face and never working on themselves, never working on their inner self, never working on removing that splinter, that existential splinter that's stuck inside of them and is making them think the world is an awful place. They look at themselves in the mirror and they see the new wrinkles. They look at themselves in the mirror and they see the tired look. They see the withered, tired look. And they wonder to themselves, what's happening? I'm getting old. What can I do? And then they desperately go, then they buy cosmetics and creams and placenta juice. And they have baby bats liquefied and mixed in with rose petals and third world children's tears, and they rub it all over their body or have it blasted into their colons I don't know what you blast that mixture into someone's colon with. I just picture something that looks like a super squirter. Or they take treatments. They get massages. They do everything they can to try to make their skin look young, not understanding that the moment that they let go of trying to control everything, stop trying to have their fingers in everybody's pie, allowed themselves to be part of the expansion of the universe instead of desperately trying to keep the universe from expanding. Do you know how much work that is to try to keep an entire universe from expanding? Do you realize what a ridiculous and foolish thing that is? To try to dig your heels in when the universe is stretching out around you, when the cosmic flow of time is causing everything to complexify and harmonize at exponentially increasing rates of speed, and you're trying to hold back from the love? That's why you got those wrinkles, motherfucker. You gotta let go. You gotta open up. You gotta feed some love pulp to that screaming baby inside of you, and it won't matter if you have wrinkles. It won't matter if you have so many f***ing wrinkles that your face looks like a Filipina bullfighter's testicles. What the f*** is that? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you have inside of you the sweetness that comes from an understanding of how incredible where we're going is. Your head could be made of cat turds, and you would still be a million times more appealing than someone who is attractive, but inside is filled with psychic cat turds. The shell is meaningless. It's what's within. The shell is just it's steak. You're inside a steak, man. You're rubbing oils into a steak that you call your head, and you're acting like that's what everything's all about. Desperately trying to get that steak looking young so that vampires will come and eat it. So forget about that old steak. Keep, by the way, that doesn't mean you should eat like shit and smoke and do stupid shit to it. The steak is has nerves in it. The steak, the meat body is a wonderful antenna for pleasure, but so you do have to keep the antenna clean. You do have to keep the goop and the grime off your neurons. You can't go out. You can't be snorting coke and developing plaque all over your neurons so that the electricity isn't firing in the right way. You can't do that. You got to clean that the neurons. You got to go in there and clean the neurons with mantras and juices. And but you're doing this not because you want your meat body to look better. You're doing this because you want to feel better. And if you feel better, you become immensely attractive. There's nothing that I know of that's more attractive than an authentically happy person. And there's nothing that I know of that's more repulsive than an attractive person who is who has become selfish or greedy or lost in the murky wastelands of self-absorption and has forgotten that true beauty comes from connection. That's my two cents on the matter.
Do you like being a participant in the watering can of the flowers of freedom throughout the world?
Poets across the country released a statement en masse this week announcing that shadows meet the clouds, their gray hues a pallid loam, each a dancer, each alone, like dusty charcoal on an ashen brow.
Hallowed be regret. Hallowed be my hands across the table where we ate, where we wept. Jonathan, dreamer of visions undreamt, meet me as a brother.
While the nation's poets have been quick to emphasize the birch limb sheathed in ice, their faith unbroken, their petaled lies untold, a vast majority told reporters that womb, 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 womb.
Womb. Womb. Womb. Womb.
The statement from the nation's verse writers comes as somewhat of a surprise given last month's announcement that fields, these are not fields we speak of, but sacred promises burdened by the weight of age.
For what is the sound of hope? For what is life's moment of fulfillment? The supple lie of spring prolongs the inquisition. Father! Father! Do you not sense the dread of autumn's looming song danced in trembling half-step? One, two, one, two.
While the nation's poets gave no firm timetable to reporters, a statement on wisdom's supple strength of skin is expected as early as late July.
Prostrate fur,
as your eyes,
yet knowing the tyranny of time, the burden of roots, nature's broken vow of ages past.
Now, go find the others.com.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.